Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1256, 11 Productivity Tips That Work in 2024, from an Entrepreneur, Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Work Daily. This is, as the name suggests, a daily podcast where I read to you 365 days a year, and what we do is we just read articles to you every day. And these are blog posts that cover all sorts of topics that relate to work and your working life. Today's post is a little bit longer, so I'm going to break it into two parts. I'll read the first one right now and wrap it up tomorrow. So for now, let's get to part one and start optimizing your life. 11 Productivity Tips That Work in 2024, from an Entrepreneur. Part 1, by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. In this article, I'm going to lay out practical, actionable strategies that have helped me build my multi-million dollar business and how you can transform your productivity this year. Without further ado, let's dive into these 11 productivity tips. Number one, manage your energy, not just your time. Think about this. Managing your energy is just as crucial as managing your time, yet it's a canvas most productivity gurus leave untouched. Here's the reality. Our energy levels aren't static. They peak, they dip, and that's perfectly natural. Trying to outwit your body's natural rhythm by burning the midnight oil? That's a recipe for burnout, my friend, not productivity. Instead, let's get strategic. Align your most challenging tasks with your peak energy periods. And when your energy starts to wane, that's the time for the lighter, less demanding tasks. This isn't just about working hard, it's about working smart. Using your natural energy flows to your advantage. Two, tune out distractions. In our hyper-connected world, distractions are like constant buzzes around your head, and tuning them out does wonders for your productivity. It's not only about self-control, and yes, that's a tough one too. It's also about creating an environment where focus thrives. Your phone, with its endless stream of notifications, is the biggest culprit. It's time to put it on a leash. Start by turning off non-essential notifications. Yes, all those pings and dings from emails, social media, and those apps you don't really use. Schedule specific times to check them instead of letting them interrupt your flow. In 2024, you owe it to yourself to take back control of your attention. The real secret? Making peace with silence and focus. Create pockets of productivity where you can dive deep into your work without the constant FOMO. By mastering the art of tuning out distractions, you're not just completing tasks, you're giving them the quality and attention they deserve. Remember, in the world of productivity, silence is golden. Three, focus on one thing at a time. Here's a truth bomb. Multitasking is a myth. It's a flashy, seductive idea that promises efficiency but delivers mediocrity. The secret sauce to real productivity? Laser focus on one task at a time. Your focus should be on mastering, not juggling. When you scatter your attention across multiple tasks, you're not really giving your best to any of them. It's like trying to run in different directions at the same time. You end up going nowhere fast. Instead, pick one task, pour all your concentration into it, nail it, and then move on to the next. This is about deep work, immersing yourself so completely that quality and efficiency skyrocket. Four, let go of perfectionism. Perfectionism is a trap. It's that voice telling you that nothing is ever good enough, leading to endless tweaks and revisions. The key to unlocking true productivity? Letting go of this need for perfection. Embrace good enough when it truly is. Before we proceed, let's set something straight. This isn't a call to lower your standards, but rather a strategy to be more effective. Perfectionism often masks itself as a pursuit of excellence, but in reality, it can be a roadblock. It holds you back from finishing tasks and moving forward. Instead, aim for excellence, not perfection. Excellence is attainable, measurable, and most importantly, it allows for progress. When you replace perfectionism with a focus on continuous improvement, you'll find that you're not only more productive, but also more satisfied with your work. You'll complete tasks faster and more efficiently, freeing up time for innovation and creativity. Remember, done is often better than perfect. 5. Do the hardest thing first. This tip is about tackling the big, scary monster first thing in the morning, the most challenging task of your day. Why? Because often that's when your energy and willpower are at their peak. By conquering the toughest task early, you set a powerful tone for the day, and everything else feels easier in comparison. This approach, often called eating the frog, means you're not spending the whole day dreading that one task. It's about getting it out of the way so it doesn't loom over you, sapping your energy and focus. Once it's done, you ride that wave of accomplishment and momentum into your other tasks. Don't mistake this for a brutal plunge into work. It's strategic. It's about understanding the psychology of productivity. When you start with the hardest thing, you leverage your morning energy, often your best, and turn it into tangible results. This not only boosts your productivity, but also gives you a sense of achievement that fuels the rest of your day. 6. Identify your most productive time of day. Everyone has that certain time of day when they're at their most efficient and creative. Some people are morning larks, soaring with ideas at dawn, while others are night owls, hitting their stride when the sun goes down. Identifying and capitalizing on these golden hours can significantly amplify your productivity. This isn't about conforming to the standard 9-to-5 if that's not when you're at your best. It's about tuning into your internal clock. Pay attention to when you feel most alert and focused. Are you breezing through tasks in the morning or picking up pace post-lunch? Use this knowledge to schedule your most demanding tasks during these high-energy windows. By aligning your work schedule with your natural productivity peaks, you're not just working hard, you're working smart. This self-awareness allows you to make the most of your day, transforming productivity from a struggle into a seamless part of your rhythm. It's not just about finding time, it's about making time work for you. 7. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled 11 Productivity Tips That Work in 2024 from an Entrepreneur by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Ramit for a really enlightening first part of this article. Ramit Sethi, who you'll often hear narrated over on Optimal Finance Daily, is the author of the New York Times bestseller, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And he writes for over 1 million monthly readers on his site, where he covers psychology, personal finance, careers, and entrepreneurship. His unusual combination of psychology, analytical testing, and his irreverent style led Fortune magazine to call him the new finance guru on the block. And we've only heard really great reviews about his book, so it's definitely worth checking out. You can, of course, find it on Amazon and wherever you get your books. And Ramit is also a frequent guest on ABC and PBS, and he periodically writes for the New York Times as well. He studied social influence and persuasion at Stanford and previously founded PBWorks, a Silicon Valley collaboration startup. So come by IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com to learn a lot more, and thank you to Ramit for giving us permission to narrate his work. And that's going to wrap up today's episode of Optimal Work Daily, but not this post. We've actually got part two, like I said, and I'll have that for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.